Say hello, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah, easily manipulated, I see. So let's try and understand the reason why Femons are so shallow, transient, fickle, and undeep. Jesus, that's got to be a word, isn't it? Must be. It's because nature's made them to burn bright for a very short space of time. They don't have a lot of longevity. The wall is coming for them all. It's been the same for Femons since Femons were first created. And yet Femons still don't realize that. You ask any man, and if he's honest, which does he find more sexually attractive? A 40-year-old Femon or a 20-year-old Femon? For me, that's easy to answer. Because I guess I'm a realistic. And our primeval urges never change. They are hardwired into us from birth. And although Femons don't know their short window of opportunity, nature does. The reality is that Femons are breeders. Nature didn't really intend them to be anything else. And although the modern woman thinks they're more important than what they really are, breeding is very important. The trouble is, of course, feminism has made being a mother is like being a slave. But being a mother is probably the most rewarding thing on the planet. But in this modern world, men are better mothers than Femons. And it's a great testament to the male, and just goes to show you how versatile a man is. Not only can he be a protector, inventor, and builder, but he also can be a mother. Yes, man is definitely the Swiss Army knife of the planet, because nature built man for a multitude of tasks, but nature only built Femons as breeders. Femons are trying to put a square peg in a round hole. And if we're honest, most of us can see how it's quite disastrous. And not just the people that are collateral damage, which is men, but Femons are suffering greatly too, far more than men. They now have everything they thought they wanted, but their lives feel empty. They've got everything they thought would make them happy, and yet they're not happy. There's no doubt in my mind that man will survive. But how Femons will fare in the world that they have created, I'm not too sure. Femons are relentlessly attacking the only other human on the planet, called man. And most Femons don't realize, without man, they would be worthless and alone. But even with man still on the planet, a lot of Femons have made themselves worthless and alone. Already. The sisterhood is destroying them all. There seems to be very few Femons that can escape the lemming mentality. The modern Femon is undateable, unmarriable, unlikable. Femons should ask themselves, whose attention do they seek more than any others? And of course, it's man's attention she wants. Nature is the strongest force in the universe, at least in our universe. Nature doesn't have any favorites in its grand scheme, but ignore nature and go against nature and become extinct. Think of it this way. What does a beaver do? Well, a beaver builds dams. That's what a beaver does. It can't run down a deer and kill it. It can't fly south when it gets cold. And it can't survive without water. Square peg in a round hole, you know. I hope you get my drift. Take it easy, guys. I know I will.